and welcome to Elite Cadre, the Hordes of Magic podcast that gets interrupted every single week. I'm Mike.
It's been a long time. I'm Alex.
I'm not Alex.
Thank God for that.
Or Nick, actually, just in case there's some error of something.
Yes, Nick has decided that once again he doesn't want to be part of us. Wait.
He's claiming to sleep, but I reckon he'll be on some online gaming right now if you go and look.
Yeah, yeah. At the time you hear this, if you log into LOL 2 weeks ago, you'll probably find him. I know this might be a tad difficult, but...
I don't think it's difficult.
He was on LOL at around 20 to 9 on Tuesday the 2nd of December. It could kind of let us know if Nick Toppin was lolling around...
Or lollygagging, for that matter.
Or lollygagging, yes.
That sounds so much dirtier than it needs to, frankly.
I don't know what you mean. Moving on.
Yes, moving on. This week we're devoting another episode to one of the questions that came through on either Twitter or Facebook or this strange amalgamation of social network.
The lightning round.
Jump.
The interwebs, I think, is the appropriate term.
Yes. We were asked, what was the best and worst caster in each faction, which was
no such thing as a stupid question except that one.
I think we should go forth with opinion, because we're good at opinion.
Facts
are less of a strong point, I think, for us.
fact
that is a fact. Solid facts. Pretty much. We're interested in solid facts.
So we thought we'd go through and give perhaps closer to favorite and least favorite in each faction.
I think that's probably wise, because you can't say, apart from Nick, who's always wrong, he's not here anyway, you can't say someone's wrong by having an opinion. You can, but you can't, but you can, but shut up now, all right?
What?
It's indeed.
You've lost me.
Good.
Okay.
Just you. Everybody else is following me perfectly well. It's just you.
Okay.
Is that not right, Alex?
What?
Exactly.
Well, the first faction up on the handy list that War Room provides...
Don't say Signar.
...is... the Swans.
Yeah, I walked into that, didn't I?
The army of the Signarian nation.
Now, are we talking about opinion now, or are we talking about, oh, that's pretty good?
Anyway.
Yes.
Who's your favourite, Mike, and why?
hang on, I just think we should back this up and think about this. Favourite Signarian warcaster? That's a fucking contentious question, isn't it?
Well, there's a lot of places you can go with that. I mean, you could start with Magnus, because he's really one of the only true loyal Signar warcasters.
Or even Aislinn, for that matter.
Well, no, she's Lelys.
Which is your favourite warcaster that you can take as the sole warcaster in a Signarian army? So if we were playing a one warcaster game, and you had to pick one warcaster from all available to serve,
Signar. Thank you, Sir Alex, for specificity.
Okay.
Yeah. See, for me, it kind of always comes down to one of the Kanes. I'm never quite certain which one it would be. But
did one kill the other?
I don't think he's Cain and Abel to decide.
My joke was better.
That was truly groan worthy.
It's quite bad. What? Moving on. One of the Kings, what do you think? One of the Kings is the most best
favoritist.
Yeah, it's favourite. I'm actually going for sort of purely, well, not purely, but partially from
who fluff you and least hate to play.
Fluff and art standpoint as well. No, it's not even that. I'd probably even go for maybe even P. Cain. Because I like the artwork in the book. It kind of gives a good sense that he is this gunslinger, but he's not quite as by the regs as everyone else.
Have you read the Skull Island Expeditions book?
I haven't got around to it yet, no.
No, it's very good. If you like Kane, you'll love it.
Oh. Mm.
It is good. It's a good little read.
But no, he's got a good sort of... image on the page, and there's that whole thing of, you know, he's hunting down Vinter's Bastard as part of a secret mission going on. And on the table as well, he's got a pretty good selection of stuff going on there. In his prime version, it's very much sort of troop supporty.
And kind of, yes. Me. Yeah, to an extent.
What do you mean, me?
As in, yes, he is troop supporty, but both forms, to a greater or lesser extent, are very supercellary as well.
Yeah.
And you could argue that Pete, to a slightly lesser extent, but both of them do.
Well, the only thing is that he can't put both of his upkeeps on himself.
Yeah, there is that.
Oh, and, you're not allowed to do that, are you? Oh.
And why would he dead-eye himself?
Yeah.
Ha-ha! I can have an additional die on each of my this model's first ranged attack roll each turn for two, or I could just pay one to boost.
Yeah.
This seems like a better idea.
Alternatively, you could pay one to upkeep blur on the gun mages to keep them a bit safe, and then also cast dead-eye on them.
This makes me feel ill.
Yeah.
So, Alex, how about your personal favourite?
I've always had a bit of a soft spot for Nemo in one of his three guises. I'm not really sure which one. It's just always kind of a character that, I don't know. He's from a purely non-gameplay standpoint, because I've never played with Signar nor had inclination to do so. So I'd say this is from a purely aesthetic kind of fluff-wise, and, you know, he's this kind of mad Doc Brown experimenter with all these lightning and 1.21 gigawatts. And
21 gigawatts!
Sorry. Yeah. No, it's alright.
What is this with the Stryker being cast in the role of Marty?
No.
Well, there you go. There you go. No. It's there. It's there. Someone needs to mod that. Give Stryker a big orange gelée body warmer type thing.
DeLorean.
And DeLorean. That's his armour though, isn't it? Or is that going to be the name of his horse?
DeLorean. That would be very good.
This is already amazing. We must make it happen. Nemo driving there. A DeLorean with Stryker standing on top, and that is Stryker.
I think, but it's his horse being called DeLorean. That's quite cool.
Oh, this is brilliant. This is already comedy gold.
There you go. I think if I probably had to pick one that I like the look of, kind of model-wise more than anything else, he's probably the second version, Nemo 2, Commander Adept Nemo, standing on that kind of Cirrus looking base. It's kind of a Cirrus.
The second one's General Adept Nemo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you'd been all clever then. I was all impressed.
Do you mean the one with the elite cadre for Stormcallers?
Yeah. General Adept Nemo. Nemo 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is General Adept Nemo. I really like that model. It's a fantastic model, well posed, and yeah, lovely. And I can't put my finger on exactly why, but he's always kind of appealed to me.
Well, if you read some of the early fluff, he's got this really kind of interesting relationship with Stryker, where he's sort of mentoring him and trying to keep him under control.
He's kind of the disappointed style, but they're not doing very well.
He's definitely the particularly in is it Superiority, where he kind of goes a bit naughty, Stryker. There's one of the books.
Isn't it Legends where he just kicks off massively?
Is it Legends? There's one book where he kind of, Stryker starts heading towards a dark path of kind of destroying.
It kind of starts the apotheosis, and by the time you get to Legends, he's going absolutely ballistic missile submarine.
Yeah.
Well, there's one book right at the end of Mark II, which is kind of Stryker's redemption, sort of. At the end of Mark I, rather. End of Mark II. That's a few years yet, hopefully.
End of Mark II. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, from a press ganger, no less.
So that must be the truth.
Absolutely. Where you get this redemption of Stryker, he kind of goes back to Nemo.
I thought the redemption comes kind of when he kills Garrick Voyle, isn't it?
It is just after that, because you get the whole thing of him going back and Nemo going, look,
Takes the mask off and stuff.
I know how to... quiet you. I know how to fix the armor now as well, and we're all good, as long as you know what you did was...
Marty! Is that you?
Yeah. Anyway, that's cool.
What was that? I got confused there.
Yeah. Kurt!
Hello. You just stole my thunder a little bit. I wish I could make the claims that Alex just has. I wish I could say that I've never played Swans and that I don't have a half-assembled, half-painted Stormwood on the shelf behind me. I really, really wish that wasn't true.
Sitting on its base of cornflakes.
Sitting on its gigantic cereal base. A lot of cornflakes, a lot of milk to get that down. Especially if it's Dax is intolerant, that's not good. I got into this game in a bit. Okay, so I came in through Hordes, but the reason I started buying War Machine was Kane and Gun Mages. In Mark 1, bear in mind. So not when they're all, oh, they're amazing. In Mark 1, where they're a bit like, oh, really? I thought they were just so cool. One of the early No Quarters that I bought had Gun Mages all the way through it. So from a fluffy point, from a gaming point of view, I don't know. I don't really have a... I am a big fan of playing both Kanes, actually. They're fun. Not for everyone, but they're fun. So I kind of...
They're fun for one person.
They are fun. Yeah, that's not really the idea of this game, in my opinion.
No, not really.
I think I played P more than I played E, but I like E Kane. I think E Kane's fun. I think from an effectiveness on the battlefield, he's definitely right up there as well. He's hilariously fun. And I like the twist between when he went from Prime to Epic, the way that you had to kind of his, I'll just hide spell and turn it into a, I'm just going to come at you and then murder you kind of spell instead. So it just, in lots of ways.
The amount of really dodgy assassinations involving that.
Very dodgy.
Where you sort of like, okay, if I charge this model at just the right angle, I think I can gatecrash it to your caster. That involves 25 minutes of measuring, trigonometry, removal of buildings, and outlining where they were.
And then running your scouts to where you need them to be in the first place, one of which is the charge target, probably.
And then going, okay, I'm in on your caster by, you know, the tiniest fraction of an inch, and going, okay, right, roll to hit, double one. Yes. This is going to go well.
All that.
Yeah. Yeah, I dropped that. just in case you heard that, that was an extremely masculine yelp and not the effeminate high-pitchedness that you may have thought it was. That was imagination. yeah, I dropped that to some extent.
It's not making you sound any more pro, believe me. Okay.
Fine pro. Yes.
So, I kind of... It's one of these where you have to ask after favourite what the least favourite is. I've kind of got a feeling where we're going. Well, certainly where I'm going with this one.
I'm going to copy you all the way through this thing. I'm just going to be really lazy to see what you see.
Why don't we let you go first?
So, then? Kurt.
Okay, you're going to ask me. Right, who do I dislike playing against? I suppose, who do I like, dislike? I own a bit of Signal. I know I need to go to meetings. I know. I don't play very much. I'm in denial, and I'm going to whine. I'm not. So, who don't I own? I only own Prime Striker because he's in the main box that you buy, and I don't own either of the Vickys. Let's call it Vicky, because, you know, and I just would not want to play, if I have anything to do with her second incarnation. So even though, competitively, I'm sure she's absolutely amazing, she's even less fun than...
I really like the model for Epic Haley, or Epic Vicky.
I really want to. I'm sure I did when I first saw it, but it's all got too tarnished, and I really don't I don't find that anymore.
No. You're not a fan of the pole dancer, then?
Gee, it's a difficult question to answer that right now. no, I'm not, though. No, she's a whore bag. But she does like Calandra.
Fair enough. Yeah, she is the one-person fun police.
Yeah, she is.
Just awful games against E. Haley. And I haven't lost to E. Haley in quite a while, but
so
that's...
You see her go on the table and just refuse to play and just resign quick. I'm not playing.
Not quite. I put Karchev down and just camp and just go...
No, I had a Karchev.
Not like that, you mean. Oh, sorry. I think there's something else.
See if you can kill him. Feel free. Go for it. And most Haley players kind of top out just before he dies.
Do you feel lucky, punk? No?
Yeah, kind of. If they cripple his body, that's when I'm in trouble, but, you know. She's had interesting little bits of story, including a perfect opportunity to kill Scar, which I have no idea why she didn't, but...
I think her best story is the one you can't really easily read, which is the No Quarter number one.
Oh, okay. I don't think I have read that one.
No, I've never read it properly. There's little bits of it. I'm sure it's online somewhere by now, but I think that was really the best story, and they just made it really difficult to read. I did try and buy it a few times just to be able to read that. And
it was a continuation as well.
Yeah, from Apotheosis, and I really like the story in Apotheosis.
Yeah.
Well, just so you know, now, Kurt, if you've got your work iPad, what you can actually do is you can go to the PP Digital app and buy old issues of No Quarter at vastly reduced prices.
Wow, I did not know that. I didn't realise that. Thank you for the
Mark 1 books as well.
Yes.
I've already got one of those.
Well, you know, if you might want them in a digital format so you can carry them around with you.
Yeah, thanks.
But yes, that's incoming. So I'm, she's just kind of not that interesting.
As you said.
Yeah. Alex?
Well, my problem here...
One of your problems.
...is for all that I bemoan Signar, and, well, I don't think I do bemoan them too much, but...
You wouldn't want to take my job away.
No, but I think the problem with War Machine, Privateer Press, Hordes, the whole thing in general, is it's all just so pretty. I love it all, really. I'm a bit of a little bit of a fanboy in that sense.
There is a hint of that.
Yeah. If I had to pick one, I'd pick Darius.
Yeah, I thought one of us might say that.
Yeah, just, and again, from like an aesthetics point of view, I think he could have been so much better than he was, the model-wise. And I don't think it lives up to kind of the fluff and the artwork, and I just think it could have been done so much better. And I think it's just maybe a victim of its own kind of early days in the game. And I really think if it got a resculpt, it could be one of my favourites. That
You like the concept idea a lot, but it doesn't kind of deliver, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's it, pretty much.
They are slowly going through some of those earlier earlier metal models and kind of bringing some of them back up to where they should be. I mean, the original Butcher, which wasn't a bad model, they've completely redone that into a really good P-Butcher model.
Very much
Was it Irrisk as well?
Yeah.
It's the first four.
The initial four seem to have got it, don't they? Has there anybody isn't there's original the Prime or
Kane as well. Kane was
Prime as well. Yeah.
Everyone who's in the battle box has got a resculpt.
They got Fiora resculpt for Menoth.
Yes, again you're in escalation.
Resculpt for Signar, Irrisk resculpt for Kador as well as the Butcher.
I think at this point haven't most of the Prime casters had a
Prime and Escalation.
But
who else for Protectorate? Harry Reclaimer, that's who. Crix, you've got the PS Fixius as well, didn't he?
And who didn't? What's his face? The Severus. He didn't get one, I don't think, did he? But they need one.
Hayley as well didn't really get one.
She's got an alt model.
She actually got three models. Hers was the charity alt model, one of the first memory stops with Vlad and stuff, wasn't she?
Well, the alternate for Hayley, for P. Hayley, I don't think was a it wasn't a charity model, it was just a online or direct.
I thought it was part of that initial wave with Vlad and stuff. I thought it was a few
days. Well, Vlad was Hurricane Katrina.
That was Epic Vlad as well.
That was Prime Vlad.
I thought it was the Epic one that got the resculpt.
No, it was Prime Vlad that got
I know there was a resculpt of Prime, but I didn't think that was the Katrina.
Yeah, that was the Katrina. There's only been one sculpt of Epic. Epic Vlad model is awesome, but anyway, it doesn't need a resculpt.
I might take issue with that, but go on.
I think you could do it with some bigger shoulder pads.
Yeah, definitely.
I might say that story for later, actually, but about Vlad's shoulder. In fact, I will say it for later, the story about Vlad's shoulder pads.
Lovely. We look forward to it.
Anyway, should we move on to the next faction as we kind of discuss Signar now? We don't want to get too waylaid.
Okay. The next faction is the Protectorate of Menoth.
Not mean Menor.
Are you indicating it's more fun police with Menor, Menor? No.
I'm sorry, what?
So who's going to go first, their favourite?
I think you should go first, Alex.
Thanks.
Because you just copied me anyway.
Oh man, I don't know.
You have to get the book out, actually.
I'm looking at War Room. The difficulty is looking at War Room is you've only got teeny tiny little pictures.
Unless you have an iPad, please. Come on, let's...
Sorry. I really like the model for the Testament of Menoth. That's an awesome looking model. But I also really like E. Severus as well, kind of stood up on his little minions.
Okay.
On Resnik as well, though. I mean, Menoth, again, you know, it's so many pretty things.
Did you see the concept art of Resnik on a chariot?
You've got to choose one. You can't deprive us of...
I think I'm probably going to go for again, purely for the aesthetic, the Testament of Menoth. You know, standing up on his little pillar with his Omegas in one hand and... He's the old spear in the other, mace, whatever you want to call it.
Requiem is what it's called.
You.
I've got War Room, what can I say?
Yeah, that's how I knew it was an Omega, the Omegas. But yeah, I think, again, kind of the whole, kind of the background of him with the kind of, you know, he's been to the afterlife and he's come back again. And yeah, it's a very cool backstory, I think. And I really like that model.
He is very cool. I don't own him, actually, I don't think.
Naughty boy.
Oh, sort that out.
Well, to be fair, Kurt's got plenty of other Menoth to play with when and if he gets bored of trolls, which is rarely.
When and if he gets bored of playing with himself.
Moving on.
Indeed.
I think my favourite one for Menoth, and this isn't to play against because I hate playing against this particular caster because I can't beat.
Oh, you do dare steal my thunder now.
But no, just for the pretty much for the art that's in the book, Epic Krios.
Oh, good.
Because I love that whole image of him sort of being girded up for battle.
It's awesome
and
art,
just
isn't it?
Just how much he towers over those assistants.
Yeah, to get the model out and you go, oh.
Yeah. It does really look like he should be a medium-based caster.
There are some interesting mods of him using things like Bastion armor.
Yes. Bastion Epic Krios is Oh, very nice.
I think for a lot of casters, that kind of defines partially the art defines how much I like them instantly. It's one of those things where you flip through the faction book when you first got it, and you just see these full page spreads, like one moment for that.
Sorry, what?
Well,
nothing.
I know where you're going with that, you filthy minded animal.
What, a big picture?
Yeah, exactly. But you see the sort of the full page artwork, and that one is
in the middle of the book.
Yeah, the particularly. Yeah, really. I think you'll find the. Never mind.
I don't know. I haven't bought a magazine of any description for a very long time.
I read Forces of War Machine for the articles, I'll have you know.
Nicely done.
Anyway.
Oh, that's good.
The Krios artwork is just... It gives you a real impression of what he's about. It's like, yeah. I'm gearing up for battle, and I'm going that way. And it's just... I mean, the caster on the table as well is... especially in the theme force is...
Oh, I was going to go, yeah, yeah, by the way, all those guys are immune to fire and everything else. And like, fearless, yeah, they were already fearless before, to be fair.
You see them, you can't knock them down, you can't set them on fire, you can't do anything to them.
He's got more armour, by the way, just saying.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, if you even scratch them, you fall over. And, you see those Kyarsi? Yeah, I wouldn't get too attached. Feet, they all die. It's just,
who could cast the feet saying I couldn't, everything would, I think it was, he responds very well to things like P. Denny's feet. Oh, you can't do anything. All right, well, we're all weapon masters and I'm going to feet so they get two attacks and you're all auto hit. Dead.
He's the ultimate answer to high def. It's horrendous. And he himself is no slouch. And okay, he doesn't have the best stats in the world, but the fact that he's got armor piercing at mat 7 and PNS 14, it's going to hurt. So, yeah, it's good.
I want to go play him now. We're excited now. That was really good.
So, come on, Kurt.
So who's your pick, your choice?
Okay, so this is partly... it's not in aesthetics. It's who I really enjoy playing. I really enjoy playing Vindictus.
Oh, we all know. Ooh. That.
I really, really like playing it. It's not one of the fluffy, arty ones. You know, I do like Fiora a lot. Both versions of Fiora, I like them a lot. I think the caster that I enjoy playing, or have come to enjoy playing the most, is Vindictus. It's just unbelievable. I just was kind of no interest in him whatsoever. I think we'll credit Mr. Cawthorne again, just for the hell of it. Chris was very much kind of... I think he was in the Ballista. I was going to a tournament over a year ago now. And I thought, I'll play something else. Border Trolls, too much Trolls at the time. Play something else. And Vindictus was still in the Ballista on something like the Monday night, and the tournament was Saturday. I broke him out and was talking to Chris on Skype, just talking about the list and stuff like that, and bloody hell, one of the best tournaments I've been to. Never played the cast before, never played the list before. Turned up the tournament, had a hell of a good time. It was amazing. Didn't win all my games, did reasonably well, but he's great. Good fun to play. The fluff, he's a little bit lackluster when it comes to the fluff. It's just the toolboxiness of the caster when you come to play him, but yeah. Fluff wise, it's a bit challenging.
He's one of those casters, he was very ignored for a long time. And then people went, oh, well, that feat's quite good, and he addresses the lack of Pathfinder in Menoth. And
he's still going to catch a lot of people out, because he's not one of those kind of big two or three casters that you see a lot of Menoth players taking. So I think he will catch a few people out still if you're wanting to play in that competitive, hate the word, but meta.
It depends what you mean by catch people out, because he doesn't really have one big gotcha.
No, he doesn't have a gotcha, but people might not realise exactly what he does and not be aware of it. And I mean, I was nearly quite out by it at Expo Masters a couple of years ago. I think it was playing against Rob Mitchell, and I was lucky to kind of survive that game. And you know, different things coming in from different angles that you wouldn't expect through, like you say, the
Did Rob bring a door with him? Did he?
not quite.
I understand.
I can see why you'd like and enjoy playing him. You know, noob bashing.
Yeah, absolutely. One has to have one hobbies.
Yes, indeed.
Pause with other trinkets.
Fair enough.
Anyway,
I'm
going to go first on the least favourites again, because I'm going to go directly against what you said, Mike. My least favourite, for similar reasons to Darius, is Epic Krios, or Krios 2.
Should probably clarify, given that there are two Epic Krioses, but yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Horsey!
And Exemplar Krios. No, I like Horsey.
Horsey is awesome.
Close up there for one of my favourites. But again, you know, the potential of that model, you know, I really think it should be on a medium base. I think, you know, it may well have thrown game balance out. Who cares about game balance when you're a painter?
Well, hang on. Every other faction's kind of got at least one medium base caster.
They do now.
Well, yes.
Medium-based caster.
Yeah.
Say, so who's the Retribution medium-based caster?
Who's the Signar medium-based caster? Oh, yeah, Darius, yeah.
No, Darius is on large, isn't it?
Yeah. No, he's a medium.
Whoa, wait a minute.
He's a medium. I was correcting myself.
He's definitely
a medium. You can see the other side and talk to people.
Why is it, and you tell you? doesn't actually tell you on his card anymore, does it?
It's not large base. Yeah, you're right. There are a lot of them that do.
See, now, this is bothering me. We've got to find out now.
Oh, I'm quite confident, actually. Just go on the website and go look at the models.
Oh, that's what I'm doing now.
Right, so they're like 40 mil base underneath this thing.
Does it really? Are you there?
No.
No?
I'm being arrogant.
I don't think it will, personally.
I'll look at the book. What's the signal book?
You want me in the signal book?
I said, well, pictures of him in the back were quite obvious.
Do you have to say Curtis Wright?
Oh, my God. Shock fucking horror.
Classification, Warcaster and Solos, base size 30 mil and 40 mil.
Indeed. That's the little scrappy things, yes.
I think it's just because we kind of expect Darius.
I went through the same process and then went, oh no, Darius is not a big waste.
Yeah, you see, Darius should be on a large base. That would make him better.
What, more shootable?
again, game balance.
Harder to hide behind boomhounds.
I just think he needs to look less like a man of war with a giant backpack, personally, but there we go.
You see, what they could do for these things is they could bring the rules similar to the Covenant and Menoth into stuff.
Yeah, counts
you know,
as a small
base
model.
On a large base, but for line of sight purposes, it counts as a small base model. You know, it's blocked by other small base models, it doesn't block line of sight, so, you know, so that would kind of redress the game balance. I don't think there'd be a major issue with them doing that. You know, I don't think they're going to go back and do it with other models because people have got those models and they're built and they're on those bases, you know. But I think going forwards, that'd be something that, you know, if they do want to realize the vision of a more epic, in inverted commas, Warcaster or Warlock, you know, why not just stick him on a larger base and say, yeah, you know, he's on a larger base, but he is representing a small
base. So what you're saying is, what we need Darius cavalry model.
Darius riding another Darius.
Now that means something else, I feel. Oh, and it's incest, but a weird kind of, bit of narcissistic kind of tendencies and then some.
Well, no, I don't mean an actual specific Darius, but you know what I mean, a Darius suit.
Good, I can't...
Maybe a Darius riding a scrapjack to stick it on a small base.
How about we have a big shield and it's carried by four little scrapjacks, whatever they're called?
Yeah.
They can have no powers whatsoever and he can move really slowly.
Anyway, moving on. Yeah. How about you, Kurt? Who's your least favourite?
I struggle a bit there. I think the one I've struggled most to play, and I like the idea of him, but I kind of engaged with him least, I suppose, is the High Reclaimer. I really want to get into him and use him a lot.
Damn you, Kurt!
Oh, I've just stolen your thunder. I go around the rest of the casters, and I just like, even Aman Adraza, I've played him and loved him as well. I'm aware I wasn't a pain him. Vesnik's a laugh. They're just all kind of good. They look good. The fluff's fun. It's kind of lots of passion and belief and religion and what have you. It's great, lots of enthusiasm, and then you get to kind of, it's a bit more heart tricky to get to grips with him. And he also is this kind of weird thing, a five focus caster, and is the only one I think in that whole army.
Is Testament not five as well?
Not sure, without checking. Got a funny feeling he might be six. Testament's different though. Testament has all sorts of ways to go. Testament also has lots of ways to go around that though.
Yeah,
I suppose the High Reclaimer does too. High Reclaimer steals focus all the time, doesn't he? But yeah, no, I think that's my least favorite. The model as well, but the original, I know there's been a resculpt, but the original model was just so two-dimensional as well. That didn't help.
Yeah. I've got to say, I agree with you, Kurt. I read through the book looking and got to the High Reclaimer and was like, it doesn't seem that interesting. It's a man in a stupid mask.
He's a Warcaster that's not a commander.
Yeah, kind of. He's focus five, so that there's this teeny little bubble, and you can't use his command value of 8 because... reasons.
Does he have a really good high Warcaster points? Like 7 or anything like that? No.
6.
Yeah, it's middle of the road.
Well, 6 is on the higher end.
It's not as bang in the middle.
Really? There's a load of 7 and 8s pulling that scale out the other way? I don't even know if there's a 7.
What?
As in having Warjack points. I'm not even sure there's a 7 for that above him.
Okay. What, in War Machine? In Hordes, there's a couple, but...
I reckon there's got to be a Retribution caster that's 7.
Pete,
is 7.
Okay, yeah, there aren't that many higher, I suppose. Yeah, I was thinking, yeah.
So he's on the higher. I mean, the average is kind of...
5.5, I suppose.
5, maybe.
I think average is probably 6. I think he's 6.
I think there are more 6s than any other number, but that doesn't mean, say, that's the average. It's true, yeah.
Oh, Terminus as well, he's got 7.
There you go.
Why does...
No, he doesn't.
He's crap, so definitely 7. Can't believe I went for that as well. I just didn't really think about it. Terminus is 7. Yeah, he doesn't need that.
Gorton's got 7.
No, that's definitely not true.
Gorton has definitely got 7.
P. Doomy's got 7.
He's Battlebox. He's so cheap because he's got 7 Warjack points.
That's if he's got 3 3-point jacks in there.
Yeah, there is that as well.
And a 5-point heavy? Was it 6? I can't remember what the driller is. yes, I think we've diverged somewhat from Minoff.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about Harbinger.
No, again, she was kind of a toss-up between her and Epic Krios for the worst for me.
I should have gone with her. She's the one I want to play least, to be honest. I've got her somewhere, but I just don't want to play her. In the same sense as Hayley, really.
See, if you could get rid of the ridiculous shoulder pads, I might have been tempted to put her as best just, purely for the model, because I love the model.
Again, well, you see, again, the concept is really good, but I just don't feel...
It's not very well executed.
Yeah, that it's the best it could be. I think it could be so much cooler. The model of her could be so much cooler. I don't think she needs the shoulder pads. I think she needs to be just kind of almost naked to a degree.
A little girl maybe pinned up against the wall.
Should we move on before this gets any worse?
No, but what I was saying is he's just kind of covered in a similar sort of tunic to what she's got on now, but just done better, really.
I think it should be on the scenic base and knocked over rubbish bin as well.
What?
Moving on.
Okay, so we're on to the best faction now, obviously.
I wouldn't go that far. They're one of the best.
At least one of the, 12 best?
At least they are, they're the fastest faction.
Hmm.
Debatably, actually. I have got some crazy threat ranger at Kador before.
They're just red. That's what I was going for.
So we're on to Kador, which obviously Alex and I are kind of at least decently familiar with.
Yeah.
So let's start with Kurt.
Everything for them.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to look at the bleeding casters now, aren't I? I was ready for that.
Or do you want someone else to start, Kurt?
No, I guess it was a favourite walker. Our favourite Kador caster. That's a what the actual... All right, okay.
So is this the point they realise you actually hate Kador more than Signar?
No, I don't hate Kador more than Signar. I play Kador quite a lot. Okay, so going back to the roots of when I first started playing this game, the caster I used to enjoy playing against a lot. I didn't always win by any stretch of imagination. Pete Irisk. I like Pete Irisk a lot. I quite like to play Pete Irisk, actually. I like it's cast across the table that I go, actually, that looks really fun.
It's not that fun. It's not the most fun play experience. It's a good play experience because you normally win, but it's not that fun.
Looks fun.
It's like P Vlad. You know, everyone thinks, oh, it's going to be awesome. Yeah, signs and pawns, Riddick Kings. Yeah, oh, it's going to be really, really awesome. But he is probably the most dull warcaster to play ever.
I think we're letting cats out of bags here.
Yeah, maybe. But I mean, I'm going to stick with my choosing for aesthetics, and I'm going to usurp you here, Kirk, because I'm going to say the Butcher in any of his three. Well. Model-wise, probably the newest Butcher, Butcher 3, is my favourite. I'm not a massive fan of Butcher 2, and the resculpt of Butcher 1 is awesome as well. So, but the Butcher, just the Butcher.
He does have some very interesting story behind him. I'm about halfway through his Skull Island Expedition.
Yeah, I'm going to get that one.
Which...
I think it's weird because he's supposed to be. He was the first model, and he was supposed to be this archetype of the kind of core of the game. And yet, I don't dislike playing against Butcher. I'm playing against Mike with his Butcher and stuff, but it just does nothing for me at all. Just look at it and go, I don't get it. I'm missing something rather large here. I don't understand the aesthetic attraction. I don't understand the gaming attraction. I just look at it and go, he's a fucking fruit bat.
It's one of those things where he's kind of. He's part of the heart of Kador in that he is big and tanky. He's coming for your face, and you need to stop him before he gets there.
I can never imagine myself playing Kador. Really,
he's kind of. I think for me, it's kind of the mystery of his background and where he's come from, and the act being called Lola, and you know, there's all that kind of unknown around him, and
a whole Wolverine parallel thing going on, which I never thought before.
Yeah, kind of.
See, if I'm going to pick a favourite, I'm probably going to go with the caster that made me want to play the game, which is Peace Orsha, because...
That's cold, that is.
Well, I love that.
Rome.
Yeah.
I don't know, he just went and moved on. He just ignored me.
It's probably for the best, actually. True. I love that whole idea of that, you know, she's... kind of driven by the death of her father, but she's kind of chosen to become very unemotional, and there's the whole thing where she finds out that it was the Butcher that actually killed him, and essentially leaves Butcher to die in his own full crusade against like the hordes. And I've played Peace Orsha regularly on the tabletop, and I think she's one of the most fun casters in Kador, because you constantly almost feel like you're on the edge while you're playing.
It's so close to victory, yet so close to defeat at the same time.
It's like, if I make one mistake, this house of cards will come tumbling down and then set itself on fire when it hits the table. It really is like that half the time. But
what's always amused me about Epic Sorcerer and the whole kind of freezing mechanic as a rule is that you come up against the Menoth faction and Fiora. Oh, that woman who's constantly wreathed in flame isn't immune to cold.
Almost nothing is.
No.
And more is now than it has been, but it's very little immune to cold.
Yeah, but it just makes me laugh how there's that interaction there.
And, yeah.
When I was playing Kador kind of back in the heyday was when Pink Neil, who is now living in Australia, had his Menoth and lived locally, and one of his favourite casters was, you know, Fiora, and we used to have this discussion quite great length sometimes, and it's kind of like, I don't get why.
You would imagine they were both immune to each other's powers, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd have thought so, but no, it's Sorcerer's getting set on fire, although she's wreathed in ice and cold, and she's got this big ice axe there, and Fiora again wreathed in fire and flames is being frozen.
Can I just say that Sorcerer on fire is the saddest warcaster in the known universe?
Well, maybe not quite as sad as Kane, although Kane has got access to Arcane Shield, which can help him not die quite so fast.
Or to be fair, the entire coven, which my aim one day... my aim one day is to get Behemoth to double-handed throw one of the Assault Commando flamethrowers just at the ball when they're all standing around it. So, like, boom! Right, you're all on fire. Have fun with that at the start of next turn.
Oh, no. Or just P. Fiora walk up, get him in range, feet.
Hello, you're fine now.
Yes, I can't actually lose this game now. But what? Wait. Oh, no.
Yeah, I've got it in the bag. What do you mean you haven't feated yet?
I don't think the coven's feet would do too much to help them at that point. Set on fire, not really going to do too much for them.
You can't see me.
You don't need to be able to see me for the feet.
So, go on, Kurt. It's time for you to answer.
What?
Your favourite Kador Warcaster?
Did you not say Iris?
I did, it's a Pierisk.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you did, yes.
I started.
All right.
And I finished.
Yeah, it's just because Alex interrupted you.
He did. That's fine, because both of you have much more enthusiasm for Kador than I do. It's just lots of red and makeup and stuff.
Okay, come on then. Your least favourite.
It's fairly obvious. Looking down the list, I played a bit of Circle, played a bit of anything else. I can't hate the Old Witch. I love the Old Witch backstory. She's cool. I have tried playing her once. I nearly lost my mind. I like the idea of playing her. She's quite cool. So
it takes a special
her.
It's got a fringe of men to play the Old Witch.
Yeah, I haven't got the fringe. It's receding backwards, if anything. My least favourite. From a fluff point of view, from the look point of view, I know there was nice, interesting stuff in one of the last books, but Karchev just... No.
You wound me.
No.
I always thought that way until I started playing Karchev, and I actually did enjoy playing him.
I'm not likely to do that.
No, I know you're not, but he is fun, and I agree. His backstory to me is a little dull. Yeah, he's an old geezer.
Two-dimensional tedium is what it is.
Yeah, that's it. But he is fun to play, though. He is... You know, if you just want a laugh to play, he is pretty good for it.
He's survivable and runs in, he has tow and drags the jacks about and doesn't want to see now. And when I first started playing this game with Trolls, I played against Karchev a lot.
Yeah.
In the local shops and stuff.
The thing is, though, if you ask most people why they play the game War Machine and Hordes, it's for the big robots and the big monsters.
Yeah, it is.
And what does Karchev love taking? Lots of big robots.
Yeah.
For me, for nothing else.
Hang on. We should qualify that lots of big robots in Kador means two.
Karchev, I think he can run upwards of three.
Ooh, really?
If you're not bothered about winning every game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Or any games.
If you just want to throw a few jacks around and smash some stuff up, then yeah, I think he can run upwards of three. But
I mean, you can play the whole disposable juggernaut system, yeah, where he kind of toes two up, has the other two running behind him, sends those two out with his feet, and then runs back to pick up the other two and tow them forwards.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
One of my most lasting memories of of Kador as a faction was at, again, the UK Expo Masters a few years ago, so a number of years ago, maybe even been Mark 1, I don't know.
In my day.
But I had a Juggernaut that was marshalled by a Colden Lord that I'd managed to, I can't think, it might have been Mark 1 where I think we had Power Booster back then. Does he have that now?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Right, so I think what he'd done was he'd Power Boosted him to give him that point of focus, and he'd use the Jack Marshall to boost the first attack roll. He needed 11s to hit Epic Morgul, and if he'd hit Epic Morgul with either his two attacks at power 19 and 15, you know, he was already damaged, so the likelihood was Morgul would be a splat on his fist or axe. So boosted 11s, rolled two attacks at it, and just missed on both, and like rolled a 10 on the fist attack, and it was one of those games that was so agonizingly close, but yet so far away, and it kind of all ended quite quickly after that with Morgul getting towards my Warcaster.
Yeah, Morgul will do that.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he's okay. He's all right, Juggernauts.
Well, I am going to interject here and give my least favourite Kador Warcaster, P-Vlad.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I look at the art and I go, this is a generic 17th century European noble. Then you look at his name and it's like Vlad Tepeshia, Vlad Tepes. So he's Vlad the Impaler. Oh, look, he's got things about blood. Okay. Oh, that's kind of clearly a cold culture thing. And then you put him on the table, it's like, oh, falling asleep, please.
He is. Vlad is a dullard to play. I really think he is one of the most dull warcasters or warlocks in the game to play. I've not obviously played with all of them, but of what I've played, he is definitely.
At the start of each turn, you have two options. One, you cast Signs of Importance and kill everything in range. Or
Signs of Importance.
Or you've got a chance at their caster and you cast Blood of Kings.
Signs of Importance.
Can you not do both anymore?
Not anymore.
Oh.
Because those being three focus was one of the most bonkers decisions.
Well, no, it was not.
Wasn't it? I think Blood of Kings was four.
No, they were both three.
No, they were both three. You could do both in Mark 1 constantly. And you still have focus left.
And he's got a feat that's so counterintuitive for
Well, all his jacks go really fast.
All the
jacks you don't want to take with him.
Yeah.
Again, anyone. But I used to like taking P-Vlad with two berserkers and literally would feet, shoot them out, spend three focus on each of them, and just let them explode into the army. It was cracking, because back then that was when infantry was everywhere. You couldn't actually move on the board for the amount of infantry. If you think people play a lot of infantry nowadays, Mark 1 was bad.
Think people play a lot of infantry nowadays.
But yeah, if you like a little chocolate on your biscuit, join our club.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, I mean, I think my least favourite is rules wise and gameplay wise, is definitely P-Vlad. I do quite like the whole kind of art and feel of him, but yeah. I don't know if I'd be able to say from a kind of a aesthetic point of view is my least favourite, because I do actually quite like all of the Kador Warcasters.
It's kind of a problem in that once you've found your adopted faction, most of the stuff in there appeals to you.
I know. I'm looking, because obviously got back into Trolls, and I've got Trolls. I'm not going to talk about Trolls yet, but I've got Trolls all over the place. I'm looking at classes going, I've got no idea.
It's one of those things where you look from the outside and you see Irisk and Epic Irisk, and you kind of go, oh, that's nice, he's changed his sword. But if you...
I haven't played against Pyrrhus a lot. I know his spell is quite well, and I know how different Eirisk is. Very different caster.
But the thing is, if you actually read the fluff, you kind of get the whole thing behind why he is this changed man with much darker artwork, and, you know, he's gone from sort of this bloke who's standing there directing people in his prime model to someone who's out there lofting the flag high in his epic version. And it's kind of adopting a faction
grace somewhat.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's that whole thing of, you know, you might not even have had an epic era because he was sitting there thinking of killing himself. And it's a cool thing.
There's a lot of variety and quite different things in, when you look at it, because I don't look at Kador to this degree that often. And you look at the casters, you look at the sort of three incarnations of Vlad, and you look at look at the difference between things like Butcher, Irisk, and Old Witch. Those three alone. They're so different. All three of them are so different.
Yeah, Kador has a lot of variety in it. But unfortunately, we're kind of... But a lot of people are still stuck in the mindset of, you must play like this, you'll have iron flesh, you'll face, yeah, you'll face Signar and everything will die.
No, I think it's... I think the
it is lifting.
Yeah, it is definitely lifting. But, I mean, as was proven at War Machine Weekend.
Yes, with Vlad winning.
Yeah, Vlad winning with Assault Man.
I mean, it shouldn't be laughable. But again, you look at Munda Vlad and you go, oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's your game.
That makes up for their time, kind of below par stats. And if you've got the Iron Fang Covenant with them, that means they can move. And, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, Winterguard Rifle Corps go quite well with P-Vlad as well.
They go quite well with E-Vlad as well.
Yeah, well, anyway. Winterguard Rifle Corps with Covenant Joe go well with the Vlads.
It's a faction I just don't understand. I know I can play against it, and I've, you know, killed quite a lot of Doom Reavers in the past. And
silence you.
I can kind of see the why people like it, but for me, it's amazing that this is what I find so fascinating about this game on a broader sense. Is you look at a faction, and I look at it and go, I would just never want to play that faction, even if nobody I knew played it. I wouldn't choose it at all, ever. And yet some people, you two have just gone on for ages about how amazing the faction is. And I'm like, and I know in some respects you look at trolls and stuff for the armor and things like that, and it's possible from the outside to draw parallels. But I look at trolls, I look at that and go, fuck no. it's weird. It's very, very, I think that's why there's the downside of this game to an extent. I think the passion about faction is almost part of the problem. It's what I enjoy about the game, but it's what draws out the worst in people at times, I think, because they want their faction to win as much as themselves to win. It's not all about me. Some of it's that I've invested all this time, energy, and read all this stuff, and so no. But anyway, yeah, maybe we should move on to another faction because we've been talking about Kaelor for like 200 years now.
The next one is Krix.
Right, I hate all of them.
Who doesn't love a slutty pirate queen?
I like the slutty pirate queen, but I don't like Krix. Oh, okay, so I like Scar. No one else.
Yeah, everyone loves a slutty pirate queen with a great rack.
Really? You're going with that?
I'm going there.
Okay.
Scar, either version, great rack, amazing.
You're going for the one with the worst joke in the entire of War Machine.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Oh, he's sticking with it. I have to admire the fact he's sticking with it.
And not voicing the kind of silent of horns after it.
No. Great rack, be it horns, be it boobs. Everyone loves a slutty pirate queen, particularly me.
She's one of those interesting characters. However, whenever she speaks in the fluff, she has that weird piratey slang thing going on, and it just feels a little bit out of place.
It's horrifically cliched.
Yes.
She is horrifically, horrifically cliched, but I still love her.
But given the fact that, is it her epic version that's like standing on a broken prow of a ship?
It's amazing. Amazing.
Some paint jobs in that model are awesome. Some amazing paint jobs.
Yes, there are some, particularly outstanding versions. I mean, it's...
That's what stands out for me. When I think of Iskar, I think of the amazing versions of it that I've seen.
Yeah.
Definitely appeals to a lot of really high-end painters.
Sculpted by Werner Klock, that's renowned for producing some exceptional models.
Geeking out now. Moving on.
Yeah, sorry. My bad.
Yes, because this show isn't particularly geeky at all.
No. It's all boob gags.
All boob gags. Great rack. Come on then, tell me your favourites.
I really do struggle.
I've got an answer if you don't want it. I've got an answer.
Go on.
Right, so, Krix. I don't understand Krix. I'd play Kaelor all day long before I touched Krix. Really, after everything I've just said about Kaelor, I would still play Kaelor. If there were two factions, I'd willingly, happily embrace Kaelor with open arm. I really would, over Krix. Don't get it. Beyond don't get it. But I do like the fluff and the background and the story and the weirdness around Gorshade.
Yeah.
I even don't object to playing against Gorshade, either Gorshade at times. I know fucking huge load of Banes and Banes come charging at you, but it depends what you're playing. You know, looking at my trolls, I go, don't fancy that. But I also play men off. Moving on.
I think if you're going to pick someone with a dark backstory, he's kind of really up there for...
I like it.
Dark and unpleasant.
Yeah, an unknown kind of weirdness and just kind of... Oh, and even when they initially told the story, you're kind of like, I don't really quite get that. It's just kind of, okay, elf, kind of... We didn't know anything about elves at the time. We didn't know anything about... There's only two elves in the entire game at that point. And you're like, I don't understand. And then you kind of... Then when they started doing all the stuff with Retribution, you go, oh, I see. essentially had Lord of the House. What the fuck? You know, yes. It's just kind of, yeah, I just got to put, not for the artwork. I know Gorshe 2 art model is nice. I like the whole guy. And more apart from he's still on Priscus and helmets. It's cool. There's some coolness to Gorshe.
You just like the fact that he's got a half clothed, I want to say woman, but probably corpse following around after him.
I didn't make the tits joke. I just had to point out that wasn't me. That was him. And I also talked about the second incarnation that doesn't have the bint wandering around, okay?
He talked about both, really.
Yeah, I like Gorshe.
I'm not a fan of the artwork of the second one. The first one's okay.
No, but the model's cool. The artwork, less so, but the model's cool. I mean, Gorshe 2.
Okay.
Gorshe 2's model is awesome. Very, very nice.
See, Alex agreed with me. I can't be right. What do you think? Have you decided?
See, I'm always of kind of three minds about Crix, because...
Is that a bad asphyxis joke, was it?
Could have been a Coven joke. Hey! Who are kind of...
Actually, James Brown listened to this, didn't it? James, I'd like to say I'm really sorry about offending and insulting Crix a lot, but I'm really not.
No, I'm always kind of stuck between Asphyxius, Denny, and the Coven.
What being good?
Being my favourite. I think I've probably got to go for the Coven.
Okay, that's good.
Because they do something interesting that kind of isn't replicated anywhere else. They've got a really devastating feat, but that's in a very subtle way. And also their theme force is, that's one of those forces that it was the first time I looked at Crix and went, I would like to play that because of all Get those out. Soul Hunters.
Get out.
I've actually got two boxes of Soul Hunters in the back. I just like that idea of having those kind of three individual war casters who kind of joint to this one central thing, and you kind of you get three activations, and it's like, well, okay, I want to throw this buff out over here, and I need it over here. Well, that's okay, I'll just activate this war caster now and put it over there, and...
They are very adaptable in that.
Yeah. And they've got interesting artwork. It has been made slightly less stripperific for Mark II. Because their Mark I art was just... I mean, I have a lot of time for the PP staff artists. I think they do some incredible stuff. Mark I Coven was perhaps not the finest moment. But yeah, I think they're the most interesting gameplay-wise of the Crix casters for me.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the appeal. Yeah, they're different. They are different.
Plus, they don't have the same taint to them as either Denny or Gaspy.
No.
People see people see you with Coven on the table, they go, oh, that's interesting. Huh? I don't see them very often. It's like, there are probably reasons why, but let's go with this. So.
Yes. So Alex, what's your least favourite kind of...
Least favourite kind of...
Thing type. Crixie, don't like it. It can go away. It's much wee.
I'm not sure, really. Again, it's another faction that I wouldn't say I'd go out of my way to play them, but I don't have anything really too bad to say about them. Probably Scavarus, again, aesthetics-wise, just not a big fan of the kind of chainsword, dreadnought-looking type thing that he is.
That's got enough skulls on the base for me, I think.
it is a bit GW, and not that that's a bad thing. Well, it is a bad thing, but I don't love it. I think probably of all of them. I mean, Wraith Witch Denegra, Epic Denegra, the model is way off the mark of where it needs to be. Again, another Apocalypse model.
You could have dropped it and trodden it and flattened it out very nicely. Oh, really? Oh, good.
What?
It's a bit two-dimensional, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah, it's very two-dimensional.
The Epic but, Denny model is a bit...
Yeah, considering how imposing and dynamic most of the secondary, Epic Marvel, especially the Apotheosis casters that came out, they're all so amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
I actually said this, but Jim Stark has done a quite a nice conversion for Epic Denny. Quite a good conversion.
Oh.
He actually pretty much sawed off the bottom half of the model and replaced it with, I can't remember what it was originally.
Oh, it's an octopus.
But he's made it look like she's just shifting into being, well, she's either shifting to being incorporeal or shifting back. So it's kind of that whole swirl effect that you've got going on with some of the models.
He won't appreciate this, but I did quite enjoy, for the wrong reasons, his P Denny that he did. Where
Let us never speak of that model again.
Where he's got his big hand.
What's this?
he's got on the base, he's put this, sorry Jim, I'm laughing far too much, it's tasteful, but it's, I just apologise to Jim Stark, I need to go to bed. He's got a big, I'm doing the hand gesture now, he's got a big kind of open clawed hand, but Denny's standing in it, and he's like, yeah, but it's like crippling grass, and I'll be like, yeah, but she cast that on other people.
You realise what we had to change that from originally, right?
Sorry?
He did the original conversion, we said, Jim, you've got to change that, because we said, no, Jim, it looks like she's standing on a toilet. that was the original version. It's just...
Oh. At least I could see it was a hand. But he's like, yeah, but it's like crippling grass. And I'm like, yeah, but the hand doesn't affect her when she casts the... Okay.
I'd give up there.
It's I just... did. I did. He wasn't getting it, so I stopped. I'm sure, yes. Moving on. Yes. All unfair and highly something.
See, for my least favourite, I'm going to go out of there. I'm going to pick this based purely on the model.
I know which one it is.
Literal Terminus.
Yeah.
That face... That big, goofy face. It's just awful. I mean, yep. You look at the artwork and you go, oh, this looks big and impressive and yeah, you should. And then you look at the face of the actual model and just go.
And the wings as well. I don't know, are the wings on it? I can see what they're trying to do. I just don't think it works. I was going to say Terminus, but for more than one, for the annoyance that it is to play against, but also just because of how horrible it looks.
It's so close to being there in some respects. I think the body they've got just about right, a little bit of reposing so it doesn't have that weird kind of thing going on with the wrist would perhaps be good.
I have to admit, I kind of with the other big ones like Asphyxius and like Denny, it's like they can be infuriating to playing against with certain matchups, but actually there's such a satisfaction in getting one over on any of those five. And I'd even throw I remember you said about Gorshade, but they're powerful casters. Yes, they can be infuriating, like me, Denny banging head against the wall, but when you actually clip them and do them over, then it's the satisfaction to it. I don't find that with Terminus. I lose the will to live at times playing against Terminus.
Yeah. I still think that the best death of Terminus that there has ever been is someone who caught him with a Forsaken when he was
With massive amounts of fury on him.
Just camping like 27 focus.
27 dice.
Other guy's like, okay, so it's power 8. And how many focus is that? 27. So 27 dice. I think they got about halfway through and he was dead.
Nice.
Yeah, who owns that many dice?
We don't carry that many onto the table. We all own that many dice. You just don't carry that many onto the table.
I don't know. I have a lot in my little sort of carrying case.
Why? You only need 5 or 6.
Oh, but it's in case someone else has like either the Golden Troll dice or the Smogcon dice. I'd like to keep my dice as mine. I don't like to mix them up with other people. It's fine. It's good.
No, yeah, I would admit I don't like other people using my dice.
Nor do I.
In fact, I don't let other people use my dice.
Who walked up to my dice and started rolling them deliberately at me? And one of the, I can't remember who it was. I don't know if it's Ash or it was you, Alex. I can't remember who it was.
They are a very personal thing, aren't they?
They are.
It's, yeah.
Mine. Leave me alone.
It does sound like something me or Ash would do.
It does sound like something either you or Ash would do.
So, if you want to gain Kurt's affection at conventions from now on, just walk up to his table, take all his dice, and roll them.
Fucking flip table if people start that shit.
If you want to get really much on his good side, take the biggest die you can find and just start throwing it at his caster.
That would probably upset me less. Hang on, my paint job was quite nice. That would upset me less probably than picking up my dice and fucking with them. Might just hit people. Best catch and see how much I survive. Anyway, yeah, so I've done Cricks. It's a bit of an ordeal.
Have we?
So We've done all the War Machine.
No, we haven't. Firstly, we haven't done all the War Machine factions. Have we all done our least favourite?
Alex, did you do your least favourite? Yeah.
Yeah, I went for... Who's his comp?
Yeah, we've done it. We have done it. And that's all the War Machine factions.
No, it isn't. We've still got another 3 to go.
No, I'm fairly sure there's only 2 to go.
I think there were only 4 factions in War Machine.
Right, moving on to the Retribution.
Oh, okay, the pointy ears. All right, yeah, you can have that.
There's not actually that much to go on here. I think this might be...
It's going to be quick. I think we should reach a consensus very easily and quickly. Hey, who's bad in Retribution?
Gareth.
Oh, I don't know. Yes,
he looks poo.
He looks like he's done a poo in his armour. So I don't know what he meant, kid. Edit.
I think the art looks good, but...
He looks like he should be awesome. Really look at the picture, the fluffiness, and the whole kind of guns blade thing. It looks like he should be fantastic.
Yeah.
I do think they've not quite got his artwork down in the actual model. It's kind of a... It's close. They've got the face, but not the pose.
Yeah. So, but the beard, right? Is that what
you're trying to say? To me, the Retribution is one of those factions that, again, I'm not going to go out my way to play, but I still do like a lot of the models that they have. But of all the Warcasters that they have access to, he's the one that wants to make me play them least.
Oh, we're going straight away for the ones we don't like on this one.
Well, when you put it like that, I have to agree with you. I would rather play all of the other casters before him. In fact, I'd rather play any of the casters. Don't really want to play him. Yeah, so see, I have to disagree with you.
I think image-wise, that the one I actually like the least, just because the silhouette looks weird, is actually P. Vyros.
I quite like him. Because the whole kind of, I've got a bird.
Well, it's like, I've got a bird over here, and then I've got a massive sword that I couldn't possibly wield and that the handle is far too thin for.
It's a fantasy it's still game. Cool, though. It has steam-powered robots in it and big, giant monsters. I can't wield that sword! Sorry, what? Did you mention physics?
And not only does he have massive shoulder pads that block his peripheral vision, but he's also got an eye patch as well. So he's got a tiny cone he can see.
He's got a bird that he can see through.
Yeah, I was going to say, back up, peripheral vision. He doesn't have any peripheral vision. He sees all.
That doesn't make any sense either.
Peripheral vision. He has a bird that flies in the air. It doesn't need to see anything. He could lie on the ground and face down and still see everything.
Yeah. He's bird. Okay.
Should we do the favourites now then, seeing as we sort of quickly glossed over the least liked?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to have to change my mind then. I was going to go Ron. He didn't even drink.
No.
Any reasoning behind Ran or just Ran?
He makes me want to play Retribution.
It's not fun to play against them, let's be fair. Oh, my arms all got shoved about all over the fucking place. Nothing's where I left it, it's all dead shit.
Not really, but on that same scale as why I don't like Gareth, he's the reason why he's the one that would most likely make me want to play. Him or Ossian, between the two of them, would make me want to play from model to art to kind of play style to, yeah, I think one of those two.
I think Ran is interesting, and I did have a good shoving match between him and Gorton at one point, which was quite amusing. Yeah, it was literally, I'm going to pull all your stuff and push it away again, and pull it. And then Gorton just walks up and goes, really? You think that's a push? This is a push. Woof. Right, now you can't get in the zone for two turns. I win. Ron's okay. If I was going to pick a favourite personally, it'd probably be Ossian.
It is cool.
I do really love that model. I think it just... if we're going to get too deep into this, it speaks to me more.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it?
It's very bad. And he's good with the Architect Forest Generator thing as well. Quite like the way he makes all that better. And I like Austin as well.
He's more visually interesting than a lot of the other Retribution stuff.
The whole army is visually appealing, intriguing.
Caster, are you talking about? Sorry, Mike.
Ossian.
He's a bit static, but he's got some game, isn't he?
He looks very much like his art as well.
He does.
They've kind of captured that feeling.
Yeah, and he is the old man, and he looks like the old man, yeah. I have to admit, I do like Ran a lot. I mean, he was obviously one of the first casters that was around, and he was great. I'm the one that I'd really like to play is Calissa. She's really, really interesting. She does mad things. Went up against Calissa in some small game, 25-point manga match or something like that, or sort of small-scale game, and just got assassinated out of nowhere. Just like, what? But I've got a bleed. We both had Colossals. It was a really early Colossals game, and I'm like, I'm hiding behind a Colossal, and it's like, Phantom Seeker dead. What? Shit! What? she just, to me, she is a bit like Strike Force, like, caster. She's like, Eris the caster in a lot of respects. And, yeah, just, she's intrigued. She's kind of sums up the other aspect from Ran of Retribution really nicely and just kind of go, oh my god. So, yeah, I mean, if I didn't know people who played Retribution, I would be really intrigued to do so. Apart from I don't ever want to paint it for Myrmidons. large sweeping planes that aren't muscle. What?
Yeah, I do think the studio scheme shows off a bit of how much of a pig they are to paint well.
I just don't want to. But the troops, infantry, all day long. Lovely. Excellent. But, anyway, yeah, that's not a reason not to paint
them. I will say, the recent resculpt of Calissa is very nice.
I'm not sure I've seen it.
The plastic one?
I'm not sure I've seen it. I'm going to look now.
It's on the... in fact, I will link you to it, Kurt.
What's this for?
What? Really?
That's the Kaelis. Were you not around when the Retribution Battle Box was done?
I slept through 1863, all of it. We should mention Istria, just in passing, I think. Just from a, oh my god, that's unusual, a novel, just from an artistic point of view.
It's different, I'll grant you that, because Assyria floats.
I was pronouncing it wrong, sorry, Assyria, that does look more correct, I agree.
Well, when she first came out, people were spelling it Assyria, as in the country, so Assyria, Assyria. I mean, that's how it was pronounced at the panel where she was announced, so...
Okay, that does look better. She does look better, the new one, yeah. The old sculpt is not amazing.
No, it is not.
No, the new one's a lot better. Can't imagine me painting those panels on those jacks, no. I'd have to do some weird swirliness.
Now, you know what swirls did to Ash Mitchell?
I do. He's got better. And now he's not doing it again. He's talking about doing it again last time. Anyway, yeah.
Good lord. Yeah. He's playing Kador again, so...
All right.
Okay, we're down to two left in War Machine now.
There are any more left in War Machine. Don't make things up. The four, and then there's the pointy ears. That's it.
Going by the faction order in War Room, next up is the Convergence of Cirrus, with its five Warcasters.
Okay, so could I answer really succinctly?
My favourite is Warcaster A. My least favourite is Warcaster C.
My least favourite is Acasters A through E.
Oh my God.
I have no desire to play any of them.
My favourite caster is Caster 101100110011. Whereas my least favourite is 111010011011.
This is not getting funnier the longer you do it.
I haven't been able to do binary conversion on the fly for some years. I'm quite impressed by that.
Sorry?
Yeah, I used to be able to, but not now.
Ah, but can you still remember binary coded decimal?
3x4b is quite a jerky middle name, I know, that's how we'll say that.
Should we spin your nipple nuts and send you to Alaska?
I hope not. I'm fine, thank you now, Susan.
Anyway.
I think that's just made my day. Anytime anybody mentions Convergence of Cirrus, I am just going to make a ridiculous amount of Red Dwarf comments. Done.
Well, I'm going to start with my favourite Convergence of Cirrus one.
God, he's going to do it properly, isn't he?
Yes, I know. Stunningly, when we said we were going to do this segment, I thought, maybe we'll at least some element of it take it vaguely seriously.
Let me find he's snoring on YouTube. Bear with me a moment.
For a moment.
I'm going to say my favourite one is Aurora.
It's comfort break time. Is this where I'm having a natural break? What are you talking about, Convergence?
I can actually do going to the toilet, so if you just talk for a few minutes, Mike, I'll be right back.
I hate you both, just with the passion of a thousand burning souls.
You're almost at the point of wishing Nick was here, aren't you? You're almost there. Almost. Not quite.
No, I almost wish Kev Bryant was here, so I could inflict it on both of you.
There's no need for that kind of talk.
No, wait, I'll make you both talk to Jimmy.
You know how you complained that Alex wasn't turning up at the start? Talk like that will cause somebody else not to turn up at the start.
I'll just record episode 44. Me, Kevin, Jimmy. It'll be fine.
Talking about Convergence of Cirrus for 3 hours.
I don't think I could manage that.
I can't do 3 minutes.
Anyway.
They're robot-y. They look clockworky. They remind me of somewhere between the clockwork guy in The Return to Oz and the Golden Army. That's my entire contribution to Cock.
Okay, I'm still going to go with my favourite being Aurora, because I really like the model, don't like the artwork so much, but it reminds me of Kyrus from Malifaux.
You said there were five, I can't see three.
Well, the number of Warcasters. There are five Warcasters for Convergence Series. They are Aurora, Axis, Father Lucant, Forgemaster Cintherian, and Iron Mother Directrix.
So on the PP website, two of those are missing. It only has Aurora, Axis, and Mother Directrix, Dominatrix.
Because they don't all have models yet?
Oh, beg your pardon.
I think the only one we haven't seen is Father Lucant, because the Directrix has just been previewed. Cintherian's the one in the battle box.
Oh.
Aurora's out, and Axis I've certainly played against.
He's got hammers.
Hammers called Action and Reaction.
Oh, God.
He's the one with the speed debuff and strength buff in his control area. He's interesting. But anyway, yes, we might as well do this quickly then. So, yes, go on. What are your favourites?
We did ours. Doing yours. Have you done yours?
All right. Least favourites?
I don't know.
I'll go for my least favourite, which is Cintherian, because I dislike his weird Swiss Army knife arms hanging over from the top.
Can I make an accusation just for pure comedy value? Do you like Cintherian just because Nick likes him?
I don't know if he does like him.
He's talked about him. I think so. Anyway, sorry, move on.
Yeah. Is there an Alex here to debate any of this?
He's gone for a wee.
I just wondered if he'd come back yet.
No, it takes a while.
Okay, fair enough.
It takes a while to get going. I do like the look of Aurora. I'm looking at the models and stuff. I like the look of Aurora.
Yeah.
Makes me think of some kind of 40K, you know, a bit too much. That's what it is. That's what I don't like about Convergence of Cirrus. That's exactly what it is.
Oh, good. I was able to go to the toilet and come back and you're still talking about
Actually, I can kind of agree with you.
That's what I don't like. I don't want to play 40K.
By the way, if you want to see their fourth Warcaster, which is Syntherion, who's not on the main page for some reason, I've just linked him to you, Kat, with his weird Swiss Army knife thing.
Oh, no, he was the one I think I first saw the early artwork and stuff for. Yeah.
The main sarcophagus bit is fine. It's just the arms.
The arms made me think of that Nurgle leader.
I neither know nor care.
Fabius Bile, that's him, yeah. Fabulous. It all makes me think of 40K. All of it makes me think of 40K. If you want to go 40K, go play 40K.
I can't actually deny that.
No, I hadn't quite connected the dots before. That's what I don't like. I hadn't really realised that's what it is. And Aurora does it even more so.
They are the tech priests and the Adeptus Mechanicus.
And they are, well, she's a bit more kind of one of the
angels. And they even have servitors.
Yep. Okay.
That's ruined the game for me now.
No, thank you. There's enough factions anyway. You don't have just because I think it looks like 40K, you know, but there's enough factions.
Yeah.
26 factions at the last count, so we've got enough to be going on with.
Okay. Now that we've pretty much skim read Convergence of Cirrus, I wasn't going to go there.
I wasn't making any inference.
You not make inference, really? Really?
Try.
We move on to the faction Horde. That is mercenaries.
Pseudo faction.
The single faction. The one faction.
Kev, sort him out. He thinks it's a faction. He's not right. Delusion. Anyway.
You leave them and their steelhead school bus alone.
Short bus. Steelhead, cop along the steelhead short bus. That's, I quite like that.
So do you want to start with your favourite merc caster?
Me?
You are your favourite merc caster.
I'm conflicted. I have two. Actually, let's go for the one that I've actually played. That would be the better one. I do like... Okay, I like McBain. I think McBain is awesome. But my favourite has to be Aislinn.
I kind of got to agree with you there.
Yeah, I like Lael. I like Lael from Escalation onwards. I loved reading Escalation and the whole plot story of the fall of Lael and everything else. And I loved the whole Aislinn storyline.
Her Forces of War Machine art as well is... It's just, absolutely stunning.
It's good. It's just...
You got that whole image of her standing there in that ruined city, sort of almost cradling the flag with one hand.
Okay, so it's an interesting quandary for you then, because part of my problem with Kador is Lael, is that I love Lael. I think Lael's awesome as a country, as a fluff, as a small nation, and then Kador stomped all over it. And I look at Kador and just go, I don't want anything to do with you. And that's part of why I don't want anything to do with him. Interesting, isn't it?
I kind of separate the whole thing out on that level.
So I haven't got as far as making Amethyst Rose gun mages, but I'd like to do more Lelian Signar, or just more Lelian Mercs, which is where I started with Mercs ages ago. Was the reason I got into Mercs was to build a Lelian army. Got purple all over my steelheads.
Well, oddly enough, aren't they gun mages black with white accents?
They are. Yeah, they are. They're not purple. Yeah, they are. They are.
A lot of people seem to think that their gun mages are meant to be purple.
No, the rank and file infantry is a purple trim.
It's just
purple, and it's a purple flag.
Yeah. What is it? Purple with three crowns?
Purple with a crown and three stars above it.
That's the one.
Gold crown, three stars above it. Yeah. I just spent a long time looking up the different variations on those. Yeah, I like. Yeah, that's just kind of. For a while, I was passionate about Lael and playing mercenaries like that. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's a bit murky with Signar.
I've got to agree with you on Aislinn, especially as she is one of the most fun Warcasters to play. Particularly with her, the whole thing of, yeah, I'll take Aislinn with a unit of gun mages and they'll marshal a mule. And then you just watch people's faces as you go, right, the mule will stand still on feet turn. I'll boost to hit, so that's 5 dice to hit from 16 inches away with a 4-inch template that's probably going to throw you. So let's see how it goes. People don't like that.
No.
With the feet, how do you discard the dice? Do you discard it your choice, or is it
It's your choice.
Your choice. Oh, I've got doubles! Really? Yes.
Watching people try and hit back after that feat is just... Because they see that they've rolled a 6 and a 2. It's like, yes, I've got an 8. That's enough to hit.
It's really, really hard.
I'm taking away the 6 and the 2 and leaving you with a double 1. It's like having an even better version of Kalandra's spell.
It is, but only once, thank Christ.
Oh, if you had roulette every turn, the world would just end.
I suppose having Starcross every turn's bad enough.
Yeah, people would table flip.
Sorry?
Just re-roll it with Morvana.
I'm actually waiting for a game of Thunderdome where we see Vlad, Ashlyn...
Does it not have to be from the same faction?
Kalandra. No, as in, because it's a four-player setup. So you can have Trolls, Kador, and Mercs as three of the sides. Here you go. Right. Okay, so I'm getting two dice, plus one for Vlad, plus one for Starcrossed, plus two for this as well. So let's roll all these dice, and oh look, I get seven, because I'm discarding all the highs and all the lows. So every roll will just work out perfectly average all the time.
Except that Ashlyn doesn't take the lowest away.
No, she's got a choice, I suppose. Yeah,
messy. Yes.
So who chooses first?
There is a way of determining
initiative, the protagonist.
Well, actually, she...
I'll probably go last protagonist, I don't know.
She would have to go last because Vlad's just takes away the lowest. Kalandra's just takes away the highest. So Ashlyn would get to choose between all the middle dice.
Yeah.
Because she can't take away... Well, if she takes away the highest, then the next highest goes down because of Vlad anyway. Because it's
That's highly debatable. That logic doesn't stack. I don't agree with your logic. I think it's to do her feet. Whether she goes first or last is to do with whether or not she's the protagonist. I don't know. And I can't
anyway,
think.
Yeah.
It's not to do with because she's in the middle, because she could be able to manipulate those dice regardless. She'll go whenever, either first or
anyway,
last.
Anyway.
Yes. Right. So who's your favourite merc caster, Alex?
We've always established they're not a faction. It's fine.
I quite like Drake McBane. I quite like Bart. I quite like...
This isn't who you quite like, though. This is your favourite.
I'm just trying to apply kind of the... Because mercs are kind of one of the factions that I'm not... Well, I wouldn't say no to playing them, but I'm thinking who would make me want to play them.
Do you want the list just to kind of refresh your memory? Yeah, have you got it there?
Yeah, I've got it in front of me.
I've got the workbook open if you want to have a look.
Oh, thanks. The one, I guess the one that will make me want to play most is probably Drake McBane.
He's a character, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've just decided. My least one is, sorry.
Mine's a race to the bottom between two, I think.
Yeah. Race to the bottom, eh?
I'm not sure on the my favourite with the mercs. I quite like Fiona the Black as well.
I just love her in Mark 1.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Ashlyn is, again, not massively enamoured by her. I guess it's the kind of the one faction that I'm not overly kind of enthralled by, really.
You're not kind of bothered either way.
No, not really.
They just kind of exist.
Yeah, I quite like General Ostrom as well. He's quite a nifty looking model. I don't know. I'm going to have a voting for him.
Okay.
Go for the wee, just make some tea. So on the basis of the kind of what drove me thinking, is that Alex's logic of that's Ashlyn. Love playing Ashlyn in both versions of the game. Awesome. Which of the casters can I never see myself playing? Shay.
Interesting choice.
I am one of those. I know his feat's amazing. He's got some awesome stuff and toolboxy caster and all this kind of thing. I'm not within hitting range of anybody, but I know it's Privateer Press and it's their archetypal thing. I just not particularly into pirates.
That's fair enough.
You didn't just say that.
Fiona the Black's cool. She's all evil and bordering on the evilness over there. That's fine. Quite like Broadside Bart. He's quite entertaining. Lots of big shooty jacks and stuff. It's all good fun. Shay.
Being Captain Bartolo Montador.
No, I ignore that bit. And Shay, I have no desire to play Shay at all.
To be fair, he's kind of the one that's like, Broadside Bart has something interesting about him. He's kind of, he feels like a bit of a larger than life character.
It's called a hat.
Even if the model doesn't quite live up to that.
It's called a hat.
Mine's got a hat.
Fiona has something interesting because of the whole cultist aspect behind her.
And there's more of that coming, hopefully, yeah.
Shay does feel a little bit vanilla.
He's a pirate, nothing
two.
Else.
He's a man with a goatee beard and a sword. Who swashes and buckles. And, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I quite like watching The Crimson Pirate on a Sunday afternoon. It's entertaining. Don't really want to play pirates in any game, particularly.
So Freebooter's Fate isn't particularly appealing to you then?
No. Where's the ninjas?
Sorry?
Talk like a ninja day. That'd be good.
So you're going to play Bushido then?
You've walked into a trap, Kurt. Run!
Are there ninjas in Bushido, or are they mainly more samurai-type-esque big bulky
marines? There are ninjas. Good. There are some ninjas.
Damn. I think I see them. They don't have models to represent, because obviously you wouldn't see them.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah,
I see. That's painting.
Back counter.
3-foot counter.
See, for my least favourite...
Ninja hiding somewhere in this area.
I'm just trying to move this arm, don't worry. See, for my least favourite, I am torn, because...
That's it, Imbruglia.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Nothing's fine, he's torn.
On one hand, there's Durgan Madhammer.
Do you know she wrote that after she gave birth to a child?
No, she didn't.
And on the other hand... There's Damiano.
Who?
Damiano.
You mean Damiano?
Damiano? Steelhead Damiano.
Okay, Damiano.
You can't diss the windmill guy.
Okay. What particularly is interesting about him?
I just like all the funny jokes and the classical references to Don Quixote. That's enough for me.
Don Quixote?
Yes.
Is he one? Did he ride one of the horses?
Yes.
One of the storm donkeys?
Yes.
He's just not particularly...
And I quite like Nick Kershaw when I was a kid as well. See, neither of you are going to get that, are you? Somebody out there will get that, and then they'll be happy.
Conrad is probably literally laughing his last as we speak.
James Brown probably laughing too. If otherwise he's not, if he's still listening after we've gone, I hate Quix, Quix knows, I like Quix. Yes, so anyway, yes, you're going to go for Don Quixote.
I don't know, I'm kind of... I think I might have to go for Durgan.
Okay, that's
just fair. Just because
he's not as good.
This is all based off the fact his armor looks stupid,
and he's a lunatic.
It's just I just can't get over this weird kind of. He looks like his head's been eaten by Pac-Man.
Totally
just,
agree. Yeah,
he just looks ridiculous. I couldn't get along with it.
This we've slated Cirrus, and you were going, "Yeah, I don't mind Cirrus." And the whole fucking army looks silly in comparison.
Yeah, but I quite like the look of Aurora.
Do you know?
Yes, because she looks like Kyrus from Malifaux.
Dirty technophile.
So, but yeah, I think it's got to be Durgan. I just don't find him interesting, and he looks stupid. And
I mean, it's not real faction. Though,
people who play him are idiots, and yeah,
it's not a real faction. Shouldn't be allowed. Hasn't even got like a proper, you know, giant robot.
You're so damaged, Kurt.
The sickening thing is, he's now actually got two big robot things.
I know.
It can be one that launches torpedoes.
You know, the disturbing thing, every time I kind of half shut my eyes, I see Lego bricks bouncing around because I've played so much Lego Marvel superheroes the last 2 days.
You got it bad, man.
It's awesome.
It probably is.
It's really good.
I haven't played it, though, so...
I got to the point where Wolverine turns up. He thinks it just gets better.
Anyway. Are we done with our...
Yes, end of part one.
Yeah.
I've not said my least favourite one yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you found Mercs too bland.
Yeah, I hate them all. No, if I had to pick one that I like the least, that least makes me want to play, probably Constance Blaze. I know she's kind of Signar, but yeah, probably Constance Blaze.
I quite like her, but yeah, I've got her. I own her.
See, I've had Constance sitting on the painting table for ages, just undercoated in silver. I can't bring myself to paint her. It's like, I'll do it one day.
What, because she's difficult?
No, just can't be bothered.
Fair enough, that's fair. I thought about it, but I couldn't be bothered. That's the thought that counts.
It wouldn't take much to put a bit of gold filigree on there, colour any cloth in green to fit the rest of the precursors that I've got.
Not Mercs, haven't you?
Yeah, I have a fully painted unit of precursors, and I have one of those dwarves with the hammers.
Yeah, Mike does Forge two Guard. Mike's got two factions.
And the rest?
Currently four in the house.
In the house.
Cador Circle.
Mercs.
Cador Circle.
Crix.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big secret. Yeah, I forgot that.
Cador Circle, anyway. Mercs and Crix.
Oh, should we have a break?
We don't have much to do after the break, and we've only got a limited amount of time.
We've got hordes. It's time.
No, not tonight.
Apparently we're not doing hordes today.
No. I think this has been such a good experience.
So we're not doing a break. We're going to do painting table and that's it, is it? Or do you want to do spelling it out?
I think we may just get away without the...
I think they need to do that.
Yeah, without the spelling it out this week.
That's a good idea.
Second episode in a row. Should we move on to the painting table? Sponsored by Terrain Geek. Supplier of fine hobby products to you.
They're all right. They're fine. Fine, they're all right.
What, the hobby products or Terrain Geek?
The hobby products. He said they were fine.
Well, if you want to appraise Stu, he will be at SmogCon. I think he's playing Malifaux, so you know.
I'm pretty sure I've never had the pleasure.
Anyway,
I've never met him. I'm pretty sure I've never met him.
Oh, I see. That's what you meant.
Yes. What did you think I meant?
Nothing.
Good.
So, Kurt.
Hello.
What's on your painting table?
Trolls.
Wow.
Mostly trolls. So I.
Do you want to tell the fine people what you actually posted for the first time in a long while today?
I posted on Miniature Monday on Twitter for the first time. I did post last week, but it wasn't very good. I posted a completed unit on Miniatures Monday on Twitter for the first time in ages. mainly because I forgot what was
the orders. Hashtag. Yeah.
Yes, I did mean the hashtag. Yes, hashtag yeah. Miniature Monday. So I put my. I finished.
Know what you meant? That's all.
Good.
Knickers on, please.
Sorry.
Keep your knickers on, please.
It's getting late. I posted a completed unit of pygmy borrowers, or digmies, as they are more affectionately known. Which everybody loves digmies. There's never any reason to dislike them. They're lovely. It's a cute little unit of 12 mini trolls. And also finished a unit of warders as well. But that was last week. We didn't make it. That was before. I was painting those last time we were talking. Currently now painting, I've got Grim 2's unit and an impaler sat on the table.
Have they made their way to Twitter yet?
No, because I'm not finished yet. I'm in the middle of painting them.
What about the warders? Did they get on Twitter?
The warders went on Twitter, yes. And so did the scattergunners that I finished before them. But not as a Mitch's Monday. They were just on my Twitter.
Are they similar to this, those scattergunners you were doing?
No, they're not similar to this, the scattergunners.
Oh, that's still one of the legendary statements I've ever heard.
Poetry.
Scattergunners. Well, they're pretty much NIS, apart from the fact that they can't combine ranged and they use sprays and they're slower. They've got less defense. They've got more armor. They've got tough. They're mean.
I don't think they have a single stat if they were NIS.
Aside from that, they are virtually identical. In that they are modeled by private.
What have the NIS ever done for us?
Oh, and they don't have Hunter or Pathfinder.
Well, they're virtually the same. They're both produced by Privateer Press, so they must be the same.
Yeah, I think the base size is very similar.
Yeah, something they've got in common.
And the amount of metal used in each one
scattergun that you can make most of the unit of NIS out of.
Well, no, that said, you do get a lot of extra shit with the NIS.
I didn't,
Yes.
I don't think, when I assembled the scattergunners, I don't believe I drew blood.
No.
I didn't with the NIS either.
Did you not? You cheating bastard.
I pinned them.
So did I. I drilled through into my own fingers several times. Or slipped. This is what happens. So yes,
they do require sacrifice.
It's a blood sacrifice, hence why they remain primed, only sat in a case somewhere in the bottom of the cupboard. Bastards.
They work for trolls, don't they?
They do.
Do you use them very often?
No.
Yeah, they work for Circle. They used to be the shit, and I've not used them in ages. I might actually crack those out and use them at some point.
I'd have to paint them if I did that, and I don't want to. So they're staying where they are. They can stay there. Yeah. So they've thought about what they've done.
See, they were that unit for me that was like, I haven't got much Circle. I can't really play at 50 points. Oh, wait, no, I've got this 10-point unit I can just add on. That works. Admittedly, I was still playing two Arguses.
Arguses.
Hashtag doing it wrong.
Hashtag bad plural.
What was it? It was Epic Kaya. They're like, yes, two Arguses and Agorax and Stalker and Feral and some other stuff. Basically, throw everything in.
Two-headed cats, would they be called indexes?
It would be called Argus.
Argus and Index. Yay! Someone gets my point.
I don't think Index has existed for years.
It's been bought out by Littlewoods, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Anyway, Argus has ceased to be with their laminated. They no longer have the laminated Book of Dreams.
The laminated Book of Dreams, nice.
I stole that from Bill Bailey, sadly.
You did, I know. That's why I was so impressed by it.
Yes.
The laminated Book of Dreams. Well, the masturbation proof article, what's it called? Thing.
So you just have to take everything and ruin it, don't you?
Usually, yes.
That's why you fit in so well on this show.
Even my own things, which is the really sad bit.
As fun as this story is, you've been listening to Hordes and War Machine, the elite cadre podcast that doesn't take itself too seriously.
I've been Mike.
I've been Kurt.
I've been Alex.
I've been Kurt. No, Nick! Oh, thank heavens!
Oh, is he not on?
He is on, actually. He's played a lot.
Yeah,
he's just been in the background the whole time.
We had Tom Hutchins on as well.
Yep, he's on every week.
He's a regular member of the cast.
Indeed. Right, this thing has dragged on for long enough. Goodbye.
Okay.
Are you looking for affordable terrain for your tabletop and your bases? Then try Terrain Geek. They have a growing range of hobby supplies, including Army Painter and Cote d'Armes paints. All this and more is available at www.terraingeek.com. They are also contactable on Twitter at @terraingeek. You've been listening to Elite Cadre, a War Machine and Hordes podcast. Email us at elitecadrepodcast@gmail.com. Find the whole team on Twitter at bit.ly/elitecadre. Or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/elitecadre. Music provided by Martin DeBont and Symphony of Spectres. This podcast is part of the Muse on Minis network. Find out more at museonminis.com. And now, in a world of perfect production and seamless transitions, we bring you the chaos that lurks beneath the surface. These are the Easter eggs.
What do we call the science of classifying living things? Racism.
You eating your tea?
I am.
You're eating noisy crisps, isn't it?
No, the biggest bowl of rice and chicken I've ever seen.
And peas.
It's not proper oriental rice unless it's got peas in it.
It's not rice and pea. It's not oriental either.
Eating noises over headphones is just wrong. Oh, man. Some atoms share electrons and become more stable. Describe a situation in which people share something and everyone benefits. Communism.
That's a good answer.
I love
That's a really good answer.
I love blogs like this. In which state do particles show the most movement? California.
I don't know, they're being very funny, but in a very quiet way. That's also entertaining. But who gets to read them? The teacher. No one else. Well, and everybody on the internet now, but...
Use the Spanish exam. Use commands to tell your sister to do the following things. Like 7 questions. And the guy's just written, I don't have a sister.
Oh my Christ.
What do you think is the best solution to overpopulation? Support your argument with examples. There's 5 lines and just in the middle, they've written The Hunger Games.
Can I get a free hotel for being important?
Sorry, who are you?
What have you won recently, Kurt?